The expanding soybean crush capacity in South Dakota and surrounding states could be positive for pork producers, increasing the supply of soybean meal at potentially attractive prices for swine rations. Over the past decade, soybean meal levels have been lowered in pig diets, replaced by synthetic amino acids and DDGs. A study at South Dakota State University seeks to pull more soybean meal back into swine rations, researching if using higher levels of soy meal will be both good nutrition-wise for the pig and economically for the producer. SDSU swine researcher Dr. Eric Weaver reports the preliminary findings show a positive outcome for boosting soybean meal inclusion.
Increasing the soybean meal level, especially at that first level, taking 10 pounds of added lysine down to 5 pounds really improved performance. And even all soybean meal performed best in terms of daily gain and feed conversion. What's old is new again, I guess, but the corn soybean meal diet performed the best in terms of lean meat.
Economically, soybean meal makes sense when expanded supply puts downward pressure on prices when compared to synthetic lysine. Weaver foresees a day when farmers deliver a load of soybeans to a crush plant and return home with soybean meal for their pigs.
Taking, let's say, average soybean meal levels from about 12% where it was currently before we did the study to 17.5% to 18% certainly results in both better performance and good economics as well.
The SDSU Dietary Swine Study is supported by the South Dakota Soybean and United Soybean Board Checkoff. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.